Next time you're trying to make a flight at the airport and you wonder why the check-in line just doesn't seem to move, the answer is probably that Johnny Thomas is at the counter. Thomas, a 70-year-old African-American grandmother, gets stopped by security almost every time she flies, and she flies a lot. Mrs. Thomas joins us from her home in Miles City, Montana. Welcome, Mrs. Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Describe what's happened to you when you've gone to the airport.
Well, on the very first instant, I was stopped. My passport was taken. They called the security agent. A security agent came over, and her stance was so aggressive that the ticket counter man told her immediately, "Mrs. Thomas is not causing a problem." She went away with the passport and came back 35 to 40 minutes later, and I had been cleared to fly.
Did you miss your flight?
I missed the first flight.
Yeah. And where was this?
That was at LaGuardia. And I was on my way to Boston to go to Martha's Vineyard to visit my grandchildren.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Is there any legitimate reason why the authorities should be worried about you getting on an airplane?
Absolutely not. The authorities have made lists of people that they consider dangerous. And in my case, there was a man in Oregon who murdered his allegedly murdered his wife and three children. He used an alias of John Thomas Christopher. Unfortunately, the name comes up on the computer as John Thomas or Johnny Thomas. So that anyone in this country with the name of Johnny Thomas or John Thomas is immediately stopped. And that was on a Saturday when I got the information. So on Monday, I called my local FBI office in Paterson, New Jersey. And the person who returned the call said, "If you want your name off the list, hire a lawyer." My blood pressure shot up.
I bet it did.
I was so taken aback by the lack of civility that I should have to hire a lawyer to protect myself against a crime I haven't committed.
So then you had to make a whole bunch of other calls, right?
I called my congressman, I called the senators. It became apparent it was going to be a very long and hard process. And so I finally went online and found the Transportation Security Administration. They got back to me within 24 hours and told me that the man named Christian Longo, who was using the alias of John Thomas Christopher, that he had been in jail since January 13th.
So that sounds like it would have solved your problem, right?
But they said they could not remove the name, that only the FBI could do it because it was their list. And so I then called the FBI in Washington, D.C., and I talked to their criminal division and an agent named Rob Haley. He, too, said, "If your name is on the list, I can probably do nothing." Eventually, I found out that they had also shared the list with three other agencies, Immigration, Customs, and the U.S. Marshals, I think. He said, "I can only ask that they remove the name if it's on there. We have no jurisdiction over them."
I understand you composed a rap song about this.
God. If you can't do anything else, a sense of humor often helps.
So could you sing us your rap song?
Well, I can give you the beginning.
Okay, that'd be great.
It was March the 15th in 2002, decided to visit my grandchildren for a week or two. "Where are you going?" asked the man at U.S. Air. "New York to Boston, my daughter's vineyard lair." He typed onto the computer, turned a pale shade of gray. "Don't think you'll be flying our shuttle today. I'll have to have your passport, your security risk. Your name has come up on the master terror list. Say aha, aha, etc." The agent called a security guard who looked at me askance as she approached me aggressively in a kung fu stance. "Mrs. Thomas is not a problem," the worried man said, "but if looks could have killed, I would have been dead. Say aha, 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 aha." That ends somehow with, "We can't catch the anthrax," so that may be true, but by golly, Mrs. Thomas, we did get you. God, what is a woman to do?
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Thomas.
Thank you, and I certainly hope that this gets enough attention so that someone will do something about it.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Johnny Thomas is trying to get herself off the FBI master terrorist list. She spoke to us from Miles City, Montana.